Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm only done with it because, like, I already know the outcome, feel me?
Yeah. See, I haven't experienced that yet, even with spending money.
Yeah.
Like, you told me, just spend your money now, bro.
That's what I told
you. And it feels good. It feels blessed because I'm spending a lot of money, and, like, I want to face the consequences, so yeah. I don't do it no more, you know?
That's the thing. Because when you're older, now you have you have responsibilities. You can't be spending all your money on bullshit.
Yeah.
But when you're younger, that's why I preach it. If you're in elementary school, if you're in high school, you get Christmas money, whatever, a little bit of cash, yo, just buy whatever you want.
My mom was telling me yesterday, oh, your insurance is going to be over. You're turning 21. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
She's like, yo, you're going to have to start paying for the bills now. I'm like, oh, shoot.
Yeah, I know.
So what I do? I straight to Grailed, bought hella stuff.
Oh my God.
New t-shirts, $200 shirts for no reason, you feel me?
Bro, because look, you're going to get all these clothes, and then, like, you're going to look back when you're older.
Yeah.
Not even like older, maybe like next year. That's like maybe next year, you're going to be like, oh shit, what did I spend all this money for, bro?
I know, but it's going to be a good realization though. I need that type thing.
But okay, what do you think's better? Spending money on food or spending money on clothes?
Oh, I'm a foodie though.
Yeah.
I'm a foodie. So I feel like... But I'm a good fashion guy too. I think food.
Because you can spend a little bit of money on clothes and still look good.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
So that's what I've been doing. I've been broke.
But also, actually, yeah, you do got to spend a lot of money on food if you want good food. Because if you just eat fucking McDonald's all the time.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm saying, like, I would rather, when I go out in vacations, I always just go there out for the food. Like, I don't care about the sightseeing. Like, New York.
I don't good food like that.
Really?
Like, I like food, but I don't like... That's not a reason for me to go out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Nah, New York, I had a list of food places. More food places than tourist attractions.
Okay, let me ask you something.
I bet it.
Are you the type of guy to eat, like, hella desserts? Low key,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I have a sweet tooth.
I knew it.
Why?
I knew
why?
Because I think that's why. Because for me, I hate eating sweet. I don't like eating a lot of sweets.
Yeah.
So whenever my cousins and family and friends go out, and then they all buy, like, funnel cake this, milkshake that, and I look at the menu, I'm like, I don't want to eat that shit, you know what I mean? But really, it's like a thing to go out for. It's like an occasion.
Yeah.
Like, yo, let's go get milkshakes. I'm like, I don't even like milkshakes though.
That's the exact same thing as let's go get bubble tea, and that's why you
too. Just like that.
Because it's a dessert. It's like spend eating cake with your friends. It's cool. It's a cool experience. I think that's why it's so popular.
Yo, you know what? Why did they make... Okay, you know how whenever we have a birthday, and it's tradition to get a cake? Why a cake?
Oh, shit.
Why cake?
Why cake? What is the origin, you know?
I don't know. But look. Because it could be anything, fam.
Yeah.
No, you know what? I'm pretty sure in in some tribes, instead of cake, it's supposed to be like you get the pig's balls or some shit. You know what I'm talking about?
Pig's balls?
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Nah.
So I don't know if you watched the movie Apocalypto.
No.
So it's like an Aztec tribe. This is like ancient, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But whoever hunted the pig, and if it was like a special occasion, like someone's birthday, they would take the hog's balls, and it was like tradition to eat it.
Ew, eat it? Ew, fam. No, I've seen a documentary when it's like someone's birthday, they get like, I don't know, a hat.
Yeah.
But it's not like the traditional hat. It's like made out of like wool or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's where like birthday, I don't know, crowns came from. I don't know.
Yeah, where the fuck did the celebration of a birthday come from?
It's your born day though, like you're born.
Yeah, but like, I mean everything else, like cake, candle. Why do you think we blow a candle?
It's for good luck, right?
It's for good luck, but why? Why candle? Why fire?
Now I want to search it up. Can we search it up?
You want to search it up?
Yeah, go search it up.
All right, let me see.
Oh, it's the light of life. So for religious reasons, Germans would place a large candle in the center of a cake to symbolize the light of life. If all candles are blown out in one breath, the wish will come true. Oh, I didn't know
that.
The
light of life, huh?
Yeah, I didn't know that. If you blow it out in one blow, like your wish will come true.
Interesting.
On my 19th, that actually came true, though.
On your 19th?
Yeah, because I remember I have a video where I blew out like 19 candles in one blow. And what I wished for was I want to get this accounting job. And I got the interview the next day.
You had 19 separate candles in your cake?
Yeah, we do that.
Damn.
No, because I know those cheap people just buy the 1-9.
Yeah, I just do that, bro.
No, because that's like, you got to go all out so the wish comes true type thing.
Yeah. Loki, I want to start a new tradition.
What? Oh my God.
Get something new, bro. Because you know how people celebrate. Okay, let me ask you something. Nobody ever questions this, all right? Why is it that we associate rich food with steak and vegetables? Why steak and vegetables? It doesn't even taste that good.
No, but
it tastes good, but it's not like that great.
Yeah, like caviar and shit.
Yeah. And seafood, like we associate seafood
with rich.
Yeah,
because like caviar is expensive to get.
Okay, caviar is expensive still. Yeah, I know. Caviar is expensive.
But steak.
No, but caviar does taste good too.
It doesn't, fam.
No, it does. It does.
No, no.
Caviar?
I hate caviar, fam. I don't think I've matured enough to like caviar.
Oh, I guess it's like acquired taste.
Yeah,
then.
It is.
Oh, yo, freaking, what's it called? Truffles don't even taste good, bro.
It's not. No, I can agree with
but
that.
But it's rare.
Yeah.
That's okay. That one's why.
You seen the Snoop Dogg when he tries the richest like weed? He tries the
no.
Richest...
That's 2 Chainz.
Oh, that's
2 Chainz. Yeah, the richest shit in the world.
Damn, it'll be like a normal ice cream, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then he'll be like truffle gold truffles, and then it'll be like $2,000 worth. I'm like, what?
No, and they just put the gold flakes on everything, bro.
Yeah, and like it doesn't add flavor. It's just like
it's just a flex, man.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a flex. Why do people flex gold so much? Like, why gold,
bro? This guy, this recent Instagram picture. You're flexing the wrong money. When I seen that, I was actually like,
you're like, baffled.
I was discombobulated.
You're
like,
wait, you're right.
I'm like, wait, fam, is this books? And then I was like, that's the hard picture, fam, but it's so different.
No, because if you think about it, look, yeah. Everybody's flexing money, right?
Yeah.
But everybody can get money if you try hard enough, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, it takes a different type of person to go out of their way to read a book, fam.
Yeah,
who the fuck is reading books, bro? Nobody.
I've seen so many TikToks where it's like girls is like, yo, there's a guy in the DTC reading a book. I'm in another dimension right now. Because no man's read books no more.
It's rare.
Yeah.
It's rare. And then, yo, low-key, there's so much shit to learn from a book that you can't get anywhere else. Like, they're not going to turn that... Some of that information, they're not going to take their time to put it into video format.
I know.
Like, some of that shit is locked away in a book. And, yo, there's this thing I heard. Mm-hmm. It's called... The Library of Alexandria. You ever heard about that?
No.
So take this in. So it's an ancient library. I think it's in Greece, ancient Greece.
Yeah.
They had all of these articles and all of these like scriptures of super important inventions, artifacts, all of that stuff.
Okay.
And it burned down. And apparently we lost like centuries of history in that library.
In that library?
Yeah.
They never
burned to the ground. Everything's gone. But it was during the time of like Leonardo DiCaprio.
That's the second time on this podcast.
Fuck, bro. I feel like that happens often now.
Yeah, I know.
Leonardo da Vinci not DiCaprio. Da Vinci. But yeah, but yo, that guy's fucking, he's so brilliant.
Because that's where the knowledge comes from, bro. I remember reading a book on ancient Filipino myths and legends. Yeah, yeah. You know why geckos come and kiss the ground at sunrise?
They kiss the ground? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, they do. Every 6 p.m. they come and kiss the ground. Like, if you've been in the Philippines, you'll see them all run down and kiss.
Wait, why?
Because, like, okay, so here's the legend, right, that I read from a book. I just randomly pulled out, like, Manila...
Yeah.
Manila scriptures. But, yeah, so there was a mom and a son, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the mom loved her son, right? And the son was really, like, faithful to her mom. So this is what God did to test the son. He made a girl... And then he sent her to the sun. And the girl was like, yo, let's do like sneaky links, right? And, and make sure you keep this quiet from your mom, right? And the guy, perfect, bet. I'm not going to tell my mom about it. Mm-hmm. And the girl was like, now, if you really love me, I want you to kill your mom. And the guy, 6 p.m., killed his mom and had her heart in her hand.
What the hell?
And he was going down to the ground. And he was turning into a lizard.
Oh, shit.
And he kissed the ground. And that's why lizards always come down at 6 p.m. to the ground.
I didn't know that. So, like, at 6 p.m., you'll see lizards go like that?
Like, down and
what
kiss
the
it.
Fuck? Yeah. For real?
Yeah.
Damn. I only seen lizards in Hawaii. That's the only time I've ever seen a lizard.
Oh, yeah, because you haven't been to the Philippines. Bro, I remember the most culture shock shit was, like, when I was eating dinner.
Yeah.
And there was a lizard, like, right here. I'm like, wait. No one's going to say anything about it? And people were just eating,
You're just trying to sell you insurance, bro.
Yeah.
You can say 15 less or more.
No free promo.
In 15 seconds or less.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah, no. I thought that was insurance. My bad, I'm tripping.
Nah.
But yeah, that's the legend.
Oh, yeah.
So have you ever seen it? Shout out Gavin, you know now.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something.
Okay.
Let's go to the Philippines.
Yeah.
And then when we go there, uh-huh. our only thing we do there is to just go to like the urban legends, haunted areas,
no.
and then just explore it.
No.
That's what we're doing. Like, like fuck all the beaches. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And vlog it?
And vlog it and see what's there.
No, my mom's not going to like that idea because she's like Sasha.
Oh, because she thinks like some real shit will happen?
Yeah, she sees all of it too. Mm-hmm. Like she's seen like shadows that my dad was right beside her and he doesn't see. Like, it's what? Crazy. Yeah. Like, they'll be walking out at night and she'll like see a centaur and then she was like, yo, do you see that? My dad didn't see it.
Damn.
Yeah.
What the hell?
We're going to have to be saying Tabi Po everywhere we go. Like, deadass.
Well, I think it's worth it. Because has anybody done that before? Has anybody explored and then tried to find all these haunted areas?
My cousins, my family has. And they've told us many stories. Like, they went in the woods one time. Mm-hmm. And what do you call this? My cousin wanted to pee, right?
Yeah.
And then the Lala told him, no, don't go there. Don't pee without saying Tabi Po.
Yeah.
He just peed. And like, 2 weeks later, the guy who warned him died.
Oh, shit.
Like, do you really want to put your family on the line for that shit?
Damn, okay. See, that's different then. Okay, yeah. Would you rather be like a ghost hunter or like a urban legend hunter? Like, like Bigfoot, Loch Ness, whatever. Or ghosts.
Okay, yeah. The Loch Ness monster shit. Because that doesn't exist, bro.
No, but what if it is, though? Then it's different. What like Chupacabra and shit?
Wait, what's Chupacabra again?
You don't know the Chupacabra?
Like the flying squirrel?
No. It's like the blood sucking demon.
Oh,
so in Mexico, Mexico, there's this blood sucking demon that mm-hmm. kills like lambs and livestock at nighttime, and then apparently it's been killing like people, like women especially.
Only women?
Yeah, and you'll see like marks in their neck, like vampire type of marks.
Oh. That's crazy. Because like the first thing you said when you said Chupacabra, I just thought of the Killy song. Chupacabra.
Oh my gosh. Yo, fucking Killy fell off, bro.
Yo, no, we have to show love to Toronto.
Oh, even yeah, though, true.
Because I swear Toronto hates us already, bro.
Why?
It's like 69% of the listeners are from the US. Shout out the US. We fuck with y'all.
You know why, though?
Why?
I think it's because nobody wants anybody in Toronto to win.
People say that, though, but like, it's I don't true. Think it's like that.
Yes, it is. Like, who else from Toronto do you rep? Nobody, because you don't care about nobody in Toronto, fam.
I used to rep hard for Killy, like that was my idol.
Yeah, me too. But yo, come on, man. Like, yeah. You can see. Here's my theory, fam. Mm-hmm. With Killy, low key, he had so much resources and he was at such a high stature that if he got like a big feature with Drake, and changed the sound, because the reason he was so good, he had a different sound from everybody else.
He did, yeah,
and that was why people liked him. But what happens is the music scene changes, the sound changes. Mm-hmm. And if he doesn't change music, then music's not going to change with him.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Because at this time right now, no one sounds like Killy still.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, no one.
But he didn't make it big enough to change it.
Yeah.
Somebody else picked it up and like, I'm going to make it mine.
Yeah. You know Loki, now music is just the beats. Because I remember now it's just like 14-year-olds hopping on like a cool beat with a cool melody. And that's all you need to go crazy on SoundCloud.
Well, it depends the type of listener though. Depends the type of listener.
Yeah, because if you gave me 24 hours to make a viral song, I think I could do it. I think I have the recipe.
Do it.
Because I've been listening to so many like music and like like the structure of it, and all I need is a good beat and a crazy melody. That's it.
But it is like a sense of hard work though.
And the fact that we can market it on Jumpers, I think that will go viral. If like I post
if
it
you,
on the
if you
TikTok.
Post a track,
yeah.
I try it. Try it.
I might have to. I might have to.
But everything is marketing though, right?
Yeah.
You can have like bare talent.
Yeah.
Well, fam, if you don't have a good way to market yourself and you just look like a regular, then what's changing music from everything else? You know what I mean?
I know. We should try to market. If you can market me, I'll sign under you. I know I'm going to the top because I knew exactly like how it's going to go because you have everything calculated for me.
Oh, you mean my marketing shit?
Marketing wise, yeah.
Low key, because I was trying to market for some of our friends before.
Yeah.
Nobody gave me the chance, fam.
I know.
And low key, I'm looking back, I'm like, damn, I wonder how it would change.
He could have been up right now.
I wonder how things would have changed if I did it for them instead of myself. But if I did it for them instead of myself, how would I feel?
Mm. Would you feel good though?
Low key?
Do you like being like the main attraction or do you like the behind the scenes? Cause me personally, I want to be the main.
I don't know.
Cause I could never be a producer. I would hate that shit.
I don't know. Cause here's the thing. Cause I don't really care about being the star.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't care about that. But for me, I think my skill set only adapts to that.
Yeah.
Loki, I don't know what else I could do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause sometimes I'll be getting cheese. Cause the vlogs you put up are quality vlogs, and they don't get like they're good, But like for the views, yeah, it should be way more. It should be like millions of views.
But I'm still growing. I just started, fam. Yeah, I just know. Started.
Like people would be doing the most boring vlogs, like walking around every day. Like, I don't want to see you eating, bro. Like, I don't want to see you like brushing your teeth and shit. You do none of that. It's like straight ghost. Let's go.
Yeah. I want to really make it like a movie. So every single vlog I make, it's not going to be just like a vlog. Because I feel like the name vlog, it's become... this is what we're gonna do today.
Yeah, like the everyday.
Yeah.
The boring.
But why does it have to be like that, bro?
So are you gonna change like the title of it? No, you should call it like short films.
No, but I don't wanna call it short film because it's not a short film.
Or like JUCOs. I said JUCOs. I've been pronouncing
Rico. Man's take this in. So I was at Papa John's, right?
Yeah.
And then me and my mom went to go pick up a pizza.
Yeah.
Right? And then the girl giving her the pizza, she's like, "Oh, Hazel Wico?"
Yeah.
And then I looked at her and she's like smiling. Because I think she watches Jumpers Jump, fam. So she knows my name.
Let's go, man.
Because usually we go and then like Juco, Juicio. And like, nah, that's not how you say it.
I had the weirdest, if you see me in public, I'm always going to dap you up like this. Not like this no more.
Nah, why?
Because I was on the beach and some guy came up to me. He's like, "Yo, are you Gavin?" And I did one of this, right?
Yeah.
And Universal, it's like, if I do this high, then we cuff and then we dap, right? But he did the thing and it was so awkward.
I was like, "You're like this?"
Yeah.
That's so awkward, bro.
I was like, "Man."
No, fam, at that point, just grab his hand.
No, let's do this for real. But yeah, I can't do like I every time now it's just straight dap.
Word.
Yeah.
Have you got a, has anyone asked for a picture yet?
No. Have you? I swear mom's asked you for pictures.
That was so weird to me, fam. Yeah. That was so weird because I didn't know it was like that. I didn't know it was like that. I'm like, "You guys want a picture of me?"
Yeah.
I was like, "Damn."
Was it just like a bunch of moms like in a group?
No, it was the moms and the kids.
Oh, yeah.
Because the kids knew me. So they're like, "Yo, my son's showing me pictures of you. Are you famous on TikTok?" Like, I guess so.
Oh my God. Did you take a picture though?
Yeah, I took a picture with them. And then some next like concession girl. Shout out to you. I remember you, yeah.
Dang, okay. But yeah, that's cool. How'd you feel?
I feel cool, but like, I don't want it to give me no ego.
Yeah.
You know? I never let that, like, if I get noticed or not, I never want it to be like, "Okay, you should feel good like this." Because I just want to stay myself, you know?
Yeah.
Look at it like this. Let's say tomorrow you have 1 million followers. Okay. Are you going to change?
Low-key, if I get 1 million followers, I don't think I would change a lot. It would just be like the clothes I'm wearing. Like, I would post shit on Instagram, like my cars and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I would treat anyone differently because it's always going to be like, I've gone through that ego phase and now it's like I'm cooling.
You think so?
But I would definitely flex my cars, flex all that shit.
Warren?
Yeah. Would you?
For me, okay. If I get 1 million followers tomorrow, take this in. You want 1 million followers, right?
Yeah.
On what? On Instagram?
On Instagram. That would be cool.
Okay. But you don't even post on Instagram.
Yeah, I do.
Barely.
Yeah, because you can't... Bro, I hate the... I want to post every single week, bro. That's not it.
Yes, it is, though.
I don't know why that is, because like... If you see me every day, that's...
No, not every day. Not every day, but you haven't posted in like 3 months, fam.
Exactly. Because I'm behind the scenes. You'll never know what I'm up to. And then when I post, it's like... Oh my God, it's like a big celebration that I post. It's like...
So then why do you want 1 million followers on Instagram if you're not going to post? See, where it gets tricky.
So they mess with me just because I'm so secretive. I want to be like secret, but not secret at the same time. It's like...
What does that mean, bro?
What I'm doing right now. It's what Sofago is doing, what Killy is doing. It's like...
But they're not secret. We know them.
Yeah, but it's like secret to the point... Fago doesn't post, but he like once he posts... It's
no,
like
he does. He does.
Every like 3 months. He doesn't even...
No, what are you talking about? He just posted.
Trust me, he has he archives all his stuff. And he never posts on his story unless it's important. That's how I'm trying to be. But I don't think I'm at that point yet.
But why would you want a lot of followers if you're not gonna post for people?
I just want to be a like influencer. Like, people can go, if they don't have no outfit inspiration, just go to my page. Boom. That's crazy. Because that's what I do with Ian Connor. Whenever I don't have...
Okay, so you want to give people an influence so that they can
dress better or
dress
something.
Better. Yeah,
like something like
okay,
that.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, fly.
Because you made it sound like, "Oh, I want all these people to love me." That's it.
Because I dress the way I do. Type thing.
You want all these followers for a reason, right?
Yeah.
Do you want all these followers to make them... better?
Yeah.
Or you want it to make what?
Yeah, dressing better, the pop mindset.
There you go.
Okay, bet.
Because you don't want to just say it, like, that's what I don't like.
Yeah.
That's what I don't like. Everybody wants 1 million followers. For what? What are you going to do with 1 million followers? Mm. You have a message you want to say? You have something you want to change the world with?
Okay.
Are you preaching a message to, like, show a different side of life?
Yeah.
Or are you just doing it just because that's what's trending?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because look at everybody. Look at everybody. What's trending, right?
Yeah.
It's the same shit. It's the same shit.
Yeah.
Right? Now, if you want to make a difference, how do you make it different?
Flex with books.
Bro, not flex with books, but like do something that breaks that. Because look. Like, I don't want, let's say I have 1 million followers, mm-hmm. and then I just become like, quote unquote, like a Jake Paul.
Yeah.
Where he's just doing the, I have a chain, I have nice cars, mm-hmm. fancy house.
Yeah.
We've seen that before.
But it's so glued into our minds. I feel like you have to keep providing that info just so people don't think you're falling off type thing. Like Rice Gum, he barely posts, but people, like, whenever he's on Twitch, he flexes that stuff. So people don't know he's falling off and they can't say nothing.
But we've seen that before though. That's my point.
Yeah, I know. And it's always going to be there.
But you think people just love it just because it is what it is?
It is what it is, yeah. Why? Do you think it's going to change ever? Like we're stop going to flex in cars?
I think so.
What are we going to flex then?
We're going to flex what we know. Or like we're going to flex what we've done rather than what we have.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I think we're in a two social media era where we're actually just like brainwashed to the point where we want to pursue this lifestyle that everyone's like, no one cares about that knowledge stuff no more. It's just like, what are you doing in social media? Are you living a good
life? To look pretty.
Yeah.
You think so?
There's a quote where it says, this generation is sad behind happy pictures.
Word.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's crazy. It's true.
That's true.
Yeah.
See, because that's where it gets fucked up. Because look, you're gonna strive for all this rich shit, flex. I have all this money. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've seen that before.
But some people, they're driven by the materialistic stuff. Like, I'm driven by the materialistic stuff too. Like, I want my G-Wagon. I'm going to work till that G-Wagon, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And like, I don't think that's just motivates me. Mm-hmm. That's just me.
Just to have it. Just to have it. So you can say like, yeah, I'm rich.
I did it. I proved to myself, but also to everyone else that you can do this too.
Where?
You know?
Mm. See, I know you're not materialistic. I'm starting to look at, because I was like that, bro. You know I was like that. Look at all the sneakers behind me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like that for a long ass time.
Yeah.
Still a little bit. Like, mm-hmm. obviously I care about shiny things, you know?
Yeah,
blah,
yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. But I'm starting to look at it differently. I'm starting to look at everybody differently.
Yeah.
Like, some people that I really, really, like, I fucking unfollowed all the people that, all they do is just post that shit.
Yeah.
Because what are they showing? What is their message to the world? Is that you can make it and then just buy fancy things? Yeah. Nah, fuck that.
Why?
You can. I want the message to be you can make it and make a difference. Look, you can help inspire.
Okay.
You can show people a different mindset. You can show people a different life.
Yeah.
Rather than just fucking, you get all this money so you can buy all the stuff I bought.
Yeah, but that again, that's just motivation. Like some rappers or some artists may not post the.
But I feel like that's so shit though.
I know, but so I've seen a story post where it's like I'm not posting any of my cars or my money.
Yeah.
For to brag, I'm doing it for your motivation so you can get here with me type thing. And low key, I think it's bullshit, but I get the message. Like it's cool.
You think so?
I would be those type of guys. Like I'm not posting my money just to brag. It's for you to like be motivated that you can do too. Like
I don't know. I think that's bullshit.
It is bullshit. I think it's trying to cover it. But like
I think it's bullshit. Do you really feel that? Probably not. Be honest.
It's a good excuse.
No, it's not, bro.
I don't know.
But it's to each their own. Like if that's what you want to do, everybody has their own thing to do. But I feel like once you get there, that's why people are so depressed, fam. That's why people are so like, they look at all the celebrities. Look at Anthony Bourdain, fam.
What about Anthony Bourdain?
He committed suicide. You know him?
Oh, shit.
You don't know Anthony Bourdain?
Yeah,
you don't know what? Anthony Bourdain? He was the man that traveled to all these different countries.
Yeah, and ate food, right?
Ate food and shot it. And he committed suicide a few years ago.
What?
So imagine his life, right?
Yeah.
He has so much money. Mm-hmm. He has so much of an influence. And he was doing such incredible things with incredible people.
Yeah.
But he was depressed still.
Oh my gosh. That's
see, because at the end of the day, what like shit, bro. That's why I'm trying to, because I've been fucking up.
Yeah.
Like low key before I used to manifest money and riches and all this materialistic shit.
Yeah.
But I wasn't manifesting my own happiness.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Like, through this whole journey of trying to grind and make it out and making money,
yeah,
making money is better than sex, bro. Like, that shit's fire. Like, I love that shit.
I guess, bro, but what are you going to buy with the money?
I'm happy. I'm happy, though. Like, it's
that's good. That's good.
Yeah. I just don't want to get to the point where I'm not. But, like, at this point in my life, I love it.
Damn, bro, because, see, I don't know. Because when I was younger, all I wanted was money, 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 money. When I was little,
yeah,
I had side hustles on fucking, I had books on books on books on side hustles, bro. Like,
yeah,
I was hustling anything I could to get money.
But was it fun? I knew it was fun to you.
Bro, but it's only fun till what? Till what? You have it.
Yeah, and you had it. You didn't feel good?
Not really. Damn, it doesn't feel fulfilling. Okay, you're telling me a paycheck feels fulfilling to you?
Yeah, for like a second.
And then
it's like, okay, I have some money. I can spend it again. And then that feels good.
Okay, hold on. I feel like people will agree with me here.
Okay.
Listen. Think about something you always wanted to buy. You always wanted to buy something before, and then you got it.
Yeah.
Right? You spent your money and you grinding, and finally got it.
Yeah.
What is that for you?
Bought it. To get this.
Yeah, okay.
Because I've never had Supreme before.
Mm-hmm. And then once you finally get it, doesn't it feel like...
It feels cool, though.
You think so? Yeah?
It feels good, but I feel like maybe in 2 weeks, it'll just be another clothing piece in my thing. But like when I first got it, I'm like, damn, I did that.
I know. That's the thing for me. Like, I get so into something.
Yeah.
And I buy it. And then it's like, it just sits there now.
I wear all my stuff, so. Because I don't have a crazy amount of shoes like you. So
Maybe that's just me being a sneakerhead before. That's why.
Yeah. It's weird because sneakerheads don't wear their kicks.
I mean, I wear all my kicks now. Yeah, but like now. Before.
And now too, it's like I'm only for the experiences. Like I don't care how much it costs. It'll be like, okay, do you want like $2,000 to rent a jet ski? I'll be like, let's go.
Yeah.
Because if we could die tomorrow, fam. What if I don't get to ride a jet ski? Type thing. And you kind of put that like live for the, like fuck the money shit, just go for the experiences.
Yeah.
So I'm blowing money. My mom's getting mad, but Carlos,
I mean, just balance it. Just balance it, bro. Don't go crazy.
My mom's teased at me. Mom said, Carlos said live for the experience.
No, so it's true. It is true.
It is.
It's so true, but there is a balance and then shit. Cause I don't know. When is it too much? When is it ever too much?
When you're broke and you spent all your things on these experiences.
I feel like it's even before you're broke. It's just when like you're getting too much of a high. Because look, when you're too much of a high,
yeah,
the crash is bad.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Get what I mean?
Like you have like so many trip to LA, trip to New York, and then you're hella happy.
Let's say you won the lottery 5 times in a week.
Oh shit!
And then the next week it comes. Sure, you have all the money, but like the excitement of winning something,
yeah, it's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah.
Like let's say you got used to winning, and then it just changed for you.
Oh man, I don't know. It's because I don't think I would get tired of the lottery, even though it comes the next week. Because I've had $0 in my bank account, fam. So I don't think I can ever be not grateful for money coming my way.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Like if you're really from like the dirt, fam,
yeah,
you're gonna appreciate every step.
Mm-hmm.
Like a dollar, I'm happy I made a dollar off my clothes, fam.
Yeah,
they said that you wouldn't be happy making money off this shit, but I love that.
Who said that?
Huh?
Who said that?
My friend.
What?
They said the money doesn't buy you happiness, but I told them like the dollar made me happy.
Okay. Do you think money buys you happiness?
No,
me either. I don't think money buys you happiness, but
a bit. Like it'll be like 35
I think it depends what you do with the money.
Yeah.
I think it depends what you do with the money, but it's definitely a catalyst of like, you can do other shit. You know?
Yeah, yeah, I know.
But look.
Money does run the world though. Like what you just said.
No, but remember that thing I told you how if you give a poor kid a soccer ball,
yeah,
he'll be so ecstatic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that didn't cost a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Yeah.
But the happiness. Mm-hmm. See, because happiness is relative to what?
Your perspective.
Your perspective. Exactly. Yeah, that was good. Yeah. I'm surprised you got that.
What?
I'm surprised you got that stupid stuff. Yeah, for your perspective, right? Because look, it's not relative to money.
Yeah.
Because if happiness was relative to money, then we'd just be buying shit every single day.
Yeah.
We don't do that.
Because, bro, when I was a kid, like, I got, like, a cheap Dollarama basketball net and a ball. Mm-hmm. And that's all I needed to be happy for, like, the next week, for the next month, for the next year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you wouldn't need to get me a PS4 or thing. I just need my little basketball and thing because I love sports. So that's what makes me happy.
Word, yeah.
What was a small thing that made you happy? Like, like externally happy, like, oh my god, like that wasn't crazy like expensive.
Externally happy, that's a good question,
because that was my basketball net.
Basketball net,
yeah, for me, like $5.
Okay, this is what I used to do. What? I don't know if people do this, but when I was like 7-8 years old, yeah. I would watch all these YouTube videos, and then I would take this in. I would make like crossbows and like bow and arrows with pens, paper, cardboard. Because I was little, right? And then I didn't have money to buy like BB guns and stuff. But I always wanted them. I always wanted no money for it. So like, I got to make it myself. But what was so dope to me was like the creativity of these kids at the time. Because it was kids making this shit, bro. It was kids making this shit, putting on YouTube. And I would watch it and I'm like, yo, that's so dope. Like I'm looking at like, damn, this guy's a genius. Like I'm making myself like, oh. It's literally like Lego set, but with fucking whatever you have in the house.
It's budget Lego set.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Do you have an old, because I swear every kid had like a YouTube where they're like just fucking around.
Think I linked it to the Discord before, because I have bare Minecraft videos I used to do.
Oh, really?
Hello.
I have ones where I have like Play-Doh and I'm making shit.
What'd you make?
I don't know. Like it would be like a house.
Yeah.
Like I'm making this out of Play-Doh and stuff like that. And it would just be a kid. And I don't know how I managed to put it on YouTube. Like I didn't, that's crazy.
Wait, how old were you?
Like 5.
Word.
Or like 6.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I managed to put a video up and edit it. So that's crazy.
Sick.
Yeah. Maybe it was a foreshadow of this podcast.
Word.
But now we do.
Because I wanted to be a YouTuber so bad when I was younger.
Same.
But I never thought it was realistic.
Same.
Never.
Same.
Because I would look at it like, nah, that's just for the special people, you know?
Exactly.
That's how I thought about it.
Exactly.
But I think it's the moment where you believe like you're special. Because you go, if you look at it like only for the special, then bro, then what are you, fam? You know what I mean? Because then you start to look at yourself like under other people.
Yeah.
That's why you gotta look at it like everybody's the same level like this. Like I don't look at Drake any different. I don't look at Kanye any different. I look at them all the same.
Really?
Like I look them to the eye. You know what I mean? But that's just the way you have to view it now if you want to be on that like frequency. You know what I mean? Because look, if you think they're way ahead of you, fuck, how the fuck are you going to get ahead of them?
Yeah, use that motivation.
If you believe you can never beat them, how the hell are you going to get close to them?
Yeah, because right now I put all those celebrities on a pedestal. Yeah, and I feel like though if I get like a verification, a blue check, I would now we're on the same level type thing.
Well, why the
but
blue
that's
check?
Just me. Yeah, because blue check. It's like official.
But here's the thing though. I say that, but I do give so much respect to what they've done. And especially if they've done something that affected me specifically. So for example, Virgil, right? When I started Wico Studios, I didn't do fucking design school. Yeah. I didn't do no fashion, art, blah, blah, blah. What I did was I looked at every single free Virgil Abloh lecture I could. And I watched all of them. I watched all the interviews. Then I went to Kanye, watched all the Kanye interviews, all the Kanye lectures, all that shit, bro. That shit is free, fam.
I know.
But people don't go out and look for it, right? Yeah.
And people just don't want to do that because they don't have the time of day, they say. But like, it's really just there.
That's where I put so much respect when it's somebody that affected me specifically. I mean, like Virgil, Kanye, Quentin Tarantino. Bro, all my vlogs?
Yeah, are Quentin Tarantino.
All my vlogs are literally Quentin Tarantino-esque. Like, you can look at that shit.
It's cool, though.
Who is it for you? Like, who do you give so much respect to? But at the same time, you say you put them on a pedestal, right? But why? Why do you give them a pedestal? Like, why do you think they're better than you?
I don't know, because I feel like they've just accomplished more.
But then you're saying you can't accomplish the same.
But now, low-key, it's like, I accomplished a lot, too. Like, when I had to step back and realize that, yo, at that age, when Joy Division, my biggest inspiration, I did more than him. So I should like not put him like higher than me. Like we're the same, bro. And I know like soon I'm gonna pass him, but that's just how I am. And the saying is like, and idols turn into rivals.
Yeah,
I love that shit because I'm just working to pass all of them at this point. But I rate him only because of his resourcefulness. Like back then when he was starting Storm and the Revenge Storm, he shot the poster in his bedroom with tape and a piece of paper. And back then I was like, yo, I have to use all these resources that I have like efficiently or else I'm not going to become big. And that's what I did. Cause I start from ground zero, fam. I had like $200 to do it.
Yeah. I started this shit I was raking leaves first.
Exactly. And I feel like resourcefulness is a really like, if I see that you're resourceful, that you can come up with like a crazy idea with like limited resources. Yeah. That's the craziest thing. I respect you so much for that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. That's really good because then you can like pull shit out of your ass too.
That's why I don't believe in the people that say, start a fashion brand, get a big warehouse. No, I'm still doing all this out of my basement, mm-hmm. right? And that's the resourcefulness in me that I don't need that. I can just do it in my basement.
Yeah, but it depends like what your goal is for it. Yeah. I mean, like for example, I look at, you know, Hypeland?
Oh yeah.
Hypeland. Yeah. I hate it. Why?
I don't know. I feel like his art isn't true to him. His art is what sells.
No, that's true. Yeah. That's facts. Yeah. That's facts. Mm-hmm. But what's dope is his passion was like anime and he got to collab with real anime. That's dope, bro.
That's cool.
That's dope as fuck. And mm-hmm. to bring it to that level where it's like a household name. Yeah. That shit is like a household name now.
What, Hypeland?
Yeah. If you think about it, that's like a household, like in streetwear. Yeah. Like you heard of it. There's no way you haven't heard of it.
I know, yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I feel like it's one of those, like, I don't see no longevity in that. Because once that trend is over.
No, that's not true.
Why?
I think it's the complete opposite. I feel like those type of brands that do the sell,
yeah,
they last way longer.
Word.
Because the ones that stay underground and they're trendy for a month, for a second.
Yeah.
Bro, sure, you're trendy, mm-hmm. right? But how do you keep up?
Like, I don't know how people enjoy that, though. It's not like... Yeah, you're making money, but is that really your art?
That is his art.
I know, but once the anime stuff is done, what is he gonna do? Trendy stuff that he doesn't like?
If you're an anime lover, like let's say anime is your life, fam. Yeah. You watch manga, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. That shit's forever, bro. That shit is not. There's fucking, you know those people that stay in their room and only watch anime?
Yeah.
That's a real thing. Fuck, what do you call those? There's a term for it. All they do, stay in their house. They don't interact with people and watch anime. Whole lives in Japan. There's a term for it.
Oh, in Japan.
Leave in the comments what that is. Because there's a real term for it. I think it starts with an H. But
okay.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's their whole life, bro. Mm-hmm. And that's like, that name's not going to go nowhere because of how much power it has in that scene. Now, if he wants to go make another brand that quote unquote edgy because I'm underground.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Then he can do that too.
Yeah.
Get what I mean?
Just so he can post it from, because he already has clout. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I feel like that too is like once you have like a certain amount of clout, you can do whatever you want at that point.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Like I can, that's why I'm going to start Twitch. And then it's like, I already have a head start.
Yeah.
But yeah.
See what I mean? Like, I don't know. That's why I'm so curious, like, why you love underground stuff so much. Because I feel like underground is just underground until it's bigger anyway.
Yeah, I don't know.
is that wrong? It's underground until it's bigger anyway.
Yeah, but, like, that's the whole point. You start from the ground. I just like that sense of, like, oh, I started.
But that's every brand. Every brand started like that. Everything was underground at one point.
Yeah.
I mean, everything was indie at one point. Billie Eilish was indie before.
I know, because I think mainstream, like, that's why I haven't put my stuff on TikTok. Because, like, and I've always been telling you, like, I don't want my brand to be known as the TikTok brand, the mainstream TikTok brand. Like, you know, I'm not roasting no owners, but, like, they're cool and stuff. But, like, I don't want to be, they're known for being on TikTok.
Yeah.
But I just want my, it's natural growth, but at the same time.
What the is natural growth?
I don't know, just like word of mouth, like, you know me for me, for what it is,
but you get attention from somewhere, bro.
I know
that's not true. Like, you may not be known for a TikTok brand if you don't post your own TikToks, but if somebody else posts a TikTok of that and it goes viral, then they found it from TikTok anyway.
I don't know,
but that's the marketing head in me, though.
Yeah, I know
that's a very, because I know how it goes, fam. Yeah. I know how it goes.
Yeah, because when you started Wiko Studios, I didn't get the what do you call this? The use giving off free socks to influencers. I'm like, bro, you're just selling out. And I feel like,
how's that selling out, bro?
Cause you just,
what is selling out?
You're doing shit cause you just want to cash out. Just go mainstream right away. To me,
so why is that bad?
I don't know.
Wait, what is selling out? I don't understand. What's selling out?
Selling out is like, say right now on your Instagram,
yeah,
you post an ad,
yeah,
or like a condom ad, and you're just holding up a picture instead of your usual fit pic. That's selling out.
But what if I do that condom ad in a unique way where I do use a fit pic?
I don't know. That's still selling out to me.
How's that selling out?
I don't know.
Because it's still what I do.
I guess.
There you go, right? Because I don't know why people put such a bad stigma mm-hmm. on trying to be better. I feel like when people put such a bad stigma on they're doing that and then look at them grow, look at them flourish,
yeah,
then that's just fucking them being jealous.
Mm, I guess.
Because they're like, yeah, I'm not going to do that. I'm too cool for that shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's true. Because at one point, TikTok was like the easy sellout. Like, you can post your brand on there and you can go mainstream right away.
That's not true.
It was.
That's not true.
It is. That's why. That's why. When you were doing your stuff, I was like, bro, he's just selling out because he's just doing.
No, but it has to be. It has to be different, though. Like, you can't just put any brand on there and it will sell out. No, that's not true.
No, no. But at the beginning, when no one was doing their brand.
That's not true. If you put something shit on TikTok, it's not going to do good if it's shit.
But like, it would gain some followers because it was so easy. It was like the easy sellout. That's why I said.
Why is that a sellout, bro?
And yours was different. That's why it went crazy because it wasn't shit. It was good. And that's why it blew up crazy.
Okay, who, name a celebrity you would say is a sellout. Would you say Drake is a sellout then?
No, why?
Because look, every single album Drake comes out with is a different sound. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
That's the difference from Kanye and Drake. When Drake comes on a feature with somebody, how does he sound? He sounds like that artist. Now, look at Kanye.
You're saying he sounds different?
For example, Playboi Carti with Drake. Yeah. How did Drake sound on the fucking Playboi Carti track? The same flow. Yeah. The same flow as Cardi. Cardi and Kanye. How did Kanye sound under the Cardi track? He sounded like fucking Kanye, bro.
For 5 summers.
Yeah, exactly. See what I mean? True. So would you call Drake a sellout?
So you're saying he adapts?
Well, yeah, he adapts. Mm. He adapts to what's popular. So you're saying that's a sellout then?
No.
So it, is it only a sellout when it's not cool? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, low-key, that's what I'm saying.
But that, why? Why? Is that being like...
Because TikTok had that thing, it wasn't cool at the time. Like, you know, like everyone was like, oh, he's just TikTok, it's a TikTok, you know. It was so hated back then, you know that too.
You mean it was like, it was quote-unquote like cringe?
Yeah, no, but it was cringe. Yeah, that's exactly
it was like that because we posted memes on there.
Exactly.
But we post memes on Instagram too.
Yeah, and then that's why like when your shit was coming out, I was like, bro, why are you putting it on there? Like, you want your shit to be a meme?
No, see, because it was young.
Yeah.
It was young. Nobody understood it
exactly,
yet.
Nobody understood it. I didn't understand it. I can truly say I didn't understand.
Mm. And I think the next one, I'm not going to say it.
Oh, yeah.
Nah. Okay, I'm keeping that to myself.
Okay, bet.
What's the future with your clothing brand? What do you want to do with it then? If you want to keep it underground, quote unquote.
I want the work to speak for itself.
Yeah.
So, like, I hate referring all of us to Faygo, but like, you know how Faygo, he was always underground and then he got signed by Cactus Jack because his work was so good that, because he was never on TikTok, he was never on none of that.
So would you say he's a sellout for signing Cactus Jack though?
No, he wasn't. That's a smart move.
Yeah, exactly. It's a smart move.
Exactly. But he never sold out at the beginning. He was staying true to his art.
But he blew up on TikTok.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I caught your ass, bro.
Maybe I might have the same route. Like, I just don't want to be posting on there. Like, if someone posts like the Pretty Boy stuff on there and it goes viral, then it is what it is. I just don't want to go mainstream right away. I just want to stay true to my shit because I feel like if I go mainstream, I'm gonna start changing stuff. It's gonna be harder. Like,
but that's what it is, bro. But see, what's so dope about Kanye?
Yeah.
Damn, we talk about Kanye a lot.
I know.
No, but what's so dope about Kanye, fam? He's still Kanye.
Yeah.
He's still Kanye, but he. So Drake, right?
Yeah.
Drake, he'll change to the market, right? But Kanye, he'll change the market. Feel me?
That's good, Drake walks
into a room, he's going to look around the room and adapt to the room.
Yeah.
Kanye walks in the room, this guy's changing the mood of the room. He's not giving a shit about who's in the room.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like I'm more of a Drake personality.
Word.
Yeah. Because do you have those friends? Okay, yo. I swear everyone has like... friend groups, because when you're, I don't think you're like this, but if you have different friend groups with different personalities, you're gonna adapt to them. Like, sometimes you get the more nerdy ones, you know, you don't act gangster, you know, but then you get your I don't know, you're the shooting guns and stuff like that, and you're with the shits now. All of a sudden, do you not have that?
I don't know if I agree, because look, really, because when I'm with friends, I'm still Carlos, like,
exactly. But no, but like,
oh, you mean like the tone? I definitely change the way I talk.
Yeah, something like that.
But not for friends, for adults.
What do you mean?
Like, if I'm talking to like my Lola.
Okay, no.
I talk my most proper voice ever, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. No, but because obviously when I go to work in a meeting, I'm not going to talk like this.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about friend groups. Like, okay, you have your... let's say anime friends, then you have your gun range friends. You know, you're gonna talk to the same, like the same way you talk to your anime friends.
Yeah,
like,
I do, to be honest.
Though, really?
I do. Look, wait, you hung out with all my other friends before and you seen how I react to them. I never like...
Yeah, but if I'm hanging with new people, I'll kind of catch the vibe. And if they're like talking with an accent, like, I'll be like, okay, bet. I can use slang. But if they're talking all proper, then I'm not gonna say slang. I'm gonna be like,
Hey, no, nice to meet you. I don't know. I don't think I do that.
Really?
Because remember that first time I met Ben?
Who's Ben?
Oh, Eric? Yeah. Eric's cousin?
Yeah.
Remember first time I met like his cousins?
Yeah.
I talked to him exactly how I talked to you guys.
Yeah, I didn't.
Oh, you adjusted.
Because I knew Ben was an accountant, so I knew he was going to be on proper timing. Word. So I was like, nice to meet you, Ben. Like, how are you?
Okay. Yeah. That's interesting.
Now they know. I hope Ben doesn't watch this, bro.
Shout out, Ben. I think he watches.
Oh, shit, man.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But fam, yeah. Because that's the two different... Bro, damn. I think that's what different... You are kind of like... I am kind of like... Damn.
It's a good mix.
Six. That's interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah, I see that with a lot of people, though. Like, a lot of people, they definitely would change for the room. Mm-hmm. But, yo, to be honest... Cause I do change the room depending on like if I have to,
yeah,
like if it's necessary, but like I'm not gonna force it.
Yeah. There was a point in time where like I remember my old girl was showing her to her friends.
Yeah.
And I was on the train pretending like I was in something I wasn't.
Word.
Like I was pretending like I was them, like their type of personality, and I didn't like it. At the end of the train ride, I really looked at myself in the mirror. I'm like, I'm exhausted, bro. This is not fun.
Yeah, don't do that.
Like the fake laughs, I would laugh at stuff that wasn't funny. I'd be like, ah, like that joke wasn't even funny, bro. And it was crazy, fam, that I noticed that in myself that I'm changing just because the group.
Yo, you know what? I feel like, yeah, I know what you mean.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean because you gotta do those sometimes when it's like you don't want to be rude.
Exactly.
Because sometimes, do you think I could be rude sometimes?
Yeah. Like, with a different
not rude, but like I guess brash or like I don't know.
Yeah, like
how would you say it?
I don't know. Like you're not really interested in the convo. Like you would be like, or not as hype, not you. I guess I don't know how to say it.
Yeah, because if it's not something I'm interested in, I'm not gonna be interested.
Exactly.
I'm not gonna fake I'm fucking interested.
Exactly. Because that's what I'm saying. If you were surrounded by people that really didn't match your personality type, I feel like you would just be like
not. Yeah, I know. I get you.
Yeah.
No, this is what I do though.
Yeah. Okay.
You know this. Mm-hmm. I try to change people, fam.
You do.
Do I not, bro?
Yeah. And then sometimes, no, fam,
that shit gets annoying too. That shit gets annoying because I'm trying to change somebody. And then somebody that doesn't listen, like, I don't want to hear this. Feel me? I do that. I think that's one of my the shit toxic, I'm not good traits. At. Yeah, that's one of my toxic traits.
Yeah.
I always trying to change someone.
Yeah, you do. Cause I feel okay, yo, here's
yo,
another,
that's so true.
Nah, here's another thing too. Cause yo, this is weird because like people say that I'm a yes man to you in this podcast.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because like once they hopped on the podcast, they were like, yo, Gavin, I don't know why, but I just started becoming a yes man to Carlos too. like that's how you change people.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's weird. Like you might think you could be a sick guest until you're really in front of Carlos and he's just saying shit. And he's just saying shit and asking, do you agree with that? And like, and you just have to take it like, yeah, sure, why not?
Because they don't know how to combat it.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm on what episode are we on? Because, listen, I don't agree with a lot of shit that you say off camera. But on camera, it's like, I'm kind of wrapped in like this hypnotism shit, you know? And it's weird. But before the episodes, I've come to realize, okay, yeah, I can, like, it's getting used to, I'm getting used to it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
By 100 episodes, like, I won't agree with none of the alien shit no more.
No, but I low key that's what I do still.
Yeah.
It's good and bad at the same time.
Yeah.
Because it is good because, like, I hold my ground all the time.
I feel like
nobody can win in an argument with me. No cap.
And even though the argument will turn to shit, and you're losing anyways, you'll still fight it.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And we've had some big arguments of just you not shutting up and your L.
Because I always see some shit that's like, damn, but he's right. But like, I can't say he's right.
But here's another side. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh my God. And you know those. We're not going to share them, but you know those.
I do that too. Okay. Yeah. Maybe that's what's toxic about me. Yeah, I do that shit all the time.
I should have said that last time when we were saying toxic traits.
Yeah. That's definitely a big one. That's definitely one.
I don't know if you, the Ryan episode. So we have a friend named Ryan, but when them two have a conversation together, no one is willing to take an L.
Yeah,
and they will just argue and argue, and they'll get mad at each other. Fam, it's so toxic, bro.
No, but I never get mad, but I always like laugh at the people that do get mad.
But it's because you laugh, you're like, okay, or it's like, okay, in 5 years, okay, just
I cheese though. I make sure they get cheese. So that's how I win.
Yeah.
I make sure I win by making them pissed off.
Yeah, that's so toxic.
That's toxic still. That's toxic.
okay, you don't have to believe it, but in 5 years,
you know, that shit's so fire.
That's so true, bro. That's actually so true.
God. We finally found Carlos's toxic trait after 40 episodes. Let's go.
And in the 40 episodes, I displayed like 40 laws of power.
Yeah, I know. Oh my God.
I'm playing. Yeah. Oh.
That's good though.
But you don't want to. Yeah, you don't want to be that guy still. Because I don't know, a lot of people, it's going to be hard.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard, especially like if you're not tough, fam.
But I feel like the people that really like you as a friend, mm-hmm. they're ride or die. But then the people
they understand,
that, yeah. But the people that hate that you try to change, they hate you so much. There's no in between.
Yeah, it's like you're either stubborn or you're a listener.
Exactly. Some people don't like to listen.
Damn, yo, I just took that in.
Yeah, bro.
You ever hear that theory? Like it's there's the shepherd, mm-hmm. the sheep, and the sheepdog.
No, what's that?
Never heard that theory?
No.
So in the farm, right?
Yeah.
You have the shepherd. The shepherd what? He tends to the sheep. He makes them, feeds them, right? Mm-hmm. Does all the maintenance. Then you have the sheep. The sheep are the followers.
Okay.
The people that listen, follow, listen to directions, mm-hmm. all of that. Then you have the sheepdog.
What's that?
The sheepdog is the shepherd's dog.
Okay.
So the shepherd's dog moves the sheep, tells the sheep what to do.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's the shepherd behind him. So you can take this type of analogy,
yeah.
and then bring it to religion. Mm. You can bring it into a philosophy, yeah. you believe in. You can bring it into sports. So let's say you're Bruce Lee. Take this in. Let's say you're Bruce Lee and you teach a new martial arts, Jeet Kune Do. You know that one?
Yeah, Jeet Kune Do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New martial arts, never heard before. Mm-hmm. He was the sheepdog because he told the sheep how to follow.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
And I feel like that kind of analogy works with everybody in life. Because there's either the shepherd, the people in power, the sheepdog, the ones that move the sheep,
yeah.
and the sheep themselves. But then you got the wolves.
Oh.
And that's where you get the term like the Wolf of Wall Street, yeah, blah, blah, yeah. blah. And the wolves are different. They're the ones that kill the sheep,
yeah.
take advantage of the sheep. So it's either like you want to be, because you can't be the shepherd. A lot of the time you can't be the shepherd. You either be the sheepdog or you be the wolf.
Yeah, I know. And I feel like, bro, I'm like when it comes to my life,
yeah.
I felt like I've always been the sheep. Like I've always wanted to be that, because I look up to my older cousin,
mm-hmm.
who's like the shepherd, who will call the shots.
Yeah.
Let's go here. Okay, after this, we'll do that. And I would just always like follow in his footsteps. That's why I feel like, yo, if I was, I'm not a good older brother though. Cause like I should be the leader,
mm-hmm.
but no, at the same time, I'm still looking up to some people. So mm-hmm. like recently I've just been like trying to build that leadership. Like I'm gonna call the shots now. Like what you saying, mm-hmm. like we're doing this now,
mm-hmm.
type thing. How do you, cause since you're a leader, like, well, what's like some advice? That,
bro,
how you did it.
Honestly, look.
Is it just born in you type thing?
I never. It's just like if you don't want to listen, because I don't listen.
Mm.
I mean, I didn't. Fuck, I dropped out of school, bro.
Yeah.
You know I don't listen.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like being told what to do. I like telling people what to do. So that's in a, you can say that's toxic.
Yeah.
You can say that's whatever. But that's me. That's how I am. That's how I'm born.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to change.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to change or I'm not going to be myself.
You've done it so long. That's like, at this point, it's like, you don't hear nothing.
No, it's not even that I've done it so long. That's all I know.
Yeah.
That's literally all I know, bro. Mm-hmm. I think that's the only way. Because I guess you can still be
a leader type.
You can still be a leader, but it just won't. I don't know, bro.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
I feel like you just have to build habit of doing it.
No, that's a good question. Because look, if you want to be a leader, can you be a leader and a follower at the same time? That's my question to you.
Yeah, for sure.
You can be a leader and a follower at the same time.
Yeah, I feel like you can, because you can call shots, but you can all, if you're taking criticism, you're listening.
Yeah.
If you have good listening skills too, that's perfect.
No,
that's,
but that's a good leader. A good leader listens to both, right?
Exactly.
A good
leader
listens to both.
But
I don't know. Is that still considered a follower? Because you're,
yeah, because at the same, you can't categorize yourself as a follower too, because you're the leader.
That's a really good question, bro.
Yeah, shit.
That's some deep shit, bro.
I know.
Because look at any politician in the world. There, are they still followers too? Because they have to follow the conformity of the government already.
The higher power. Oh shoot.
So are they still followers themselves?
Oh shoot, nah.
That's
just
some deep shit.
To the public, they are, but to the,
oh, now take this in.
Yeah,
I think. Yo,
whoa.
I got it. I got whoa. It, bro. I got whoa. It. Listen, so if you're a sheep and want to be a leader, I feel like your followers that follow you
mm-hmm.
will become like you. So let's say, look, listen, bro,
okay,
listen,
okay,
listen.
Okay.
So instead of you calling the shots,
yeah.
that leader will be will be listening to the followers. So he's going to listen to them to make his decision rather than him making decision for them.
Oh, okay. Right? So that's a good in between.
It depends.
It's not like just him. It's just like
him. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I think there's this whole list I remember. Like there's different types of laissez-faire, all these different types of management too. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of them. One of them is like, let the people decide for them.
I swear I've heard that term before. You know in those classes where you just write definitions and then you think? Mm-hmm. And laissez-faire was one of them.
Laissez-faire, I know. That was in the business class. Were you in my class?
Yeah, yeah, I was. With the bald guy.
Oh, yeah, you're in my class.
Laissez-faire.
I forgot you're in that class. That's jokes.
I'm telling you, we were always like, you couldn't separate us.
Yeah.
If you see Carlos, you see me, man.
But bro, okay, look, that's why when I went to entrepreneurship class, mm-hmm. and I looked around, fam, I feel like you can't learn that shit in a class.
Exactly.
Because if you're part of that system, then you're not going to be the one to break that system. And it is a system.
Oh, man.
No, you know what I mean, though? Because because entrepreneurship in itself is a way to like break off. Because mm-hmm. instead of following the route where you're obedient, you listen to the rules, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You decide to go do your own shit. Mm-hmm. So I feel like you can't learn that from people that are listening.
Yeah. Why do you think I didn't go to fashion school? Because I don't believe in fashion school. Like if you're, like you said, if you're in that system, I've heard so many people that I know in fashion school where it's just, I want the teachers like create something. And if I don't like it, then you're getting a bad grade.
Yeah, so how does that work? Yeah. I never understood that either.
Exactly. And I don't know, because it's like, fashion is supposed to be subjective to everyone.
Yeah.
Like, you might not like it, but if the creator knows what the purpose is, then that's an A+ project.
No, that's facts. Yeah, and, 100%. And
like, that's why I don't believe in that. That's why, because it's a system at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So it's like, you don't believe in business school, I don't believe in fashion school. We did it ourselves. You feel me? We're here now. We're living proof.
No, because I don't even think, because there is art school and there's like credited art schools, blah, blah, blah.
You can learn some stuff. But it's
see, that's where it gets tricky, fam. Yeah. So like if I go in there, because there are paintings that sold for trillions of dollars, that it's just like a splatter of paint on there.
Oh my God.
Fam. So if I do that same shit and I bring it to your art school, are you going to give me an A+?
Exactly. From a person with zero experience.
That's what I'm saying. So are you going to give me an A+? Or does it become... Nah, it's because you did all this other shit. Exactly. I give you more respect. Now you can do that.
Exactly.
Right? So then it goes back to, you got to do it on your own anyway.
Yeah.
So why don't you just do it on your own from the start?
Yeah, exactly. That's not an advertisement for dropping out. Like, stay in school, bro. But like, do it, like do some stuff on your, like, I don't know, when class is done, do your side hustles, bro.
Yeah, that's how it all starts. It all starts with just like doing shit as a side thing.
Yeah.
Whether it just be like a hobby, an interest you want to look into.
Yeah.
Damn, it all starts with like one YouTube video. Oh, I saw it that one time.
Yeah.
Oh, let me get into this.
I know.
That's how it goes, bro. That's how it goes. And then you decide whether you want to put more time into it or not. Bam. Mm-hmm. Like, as you get older, how do you view time?
It's more significant to me now. Yeah. Because it's like, damn, I want to experience everything before I die.
Because time is money.
Yeah,
right? Time is money.
Yeah.
No matter what, time is money. And yo, I heard this deep-ass quote, fam.
Yeah.
Listen. When you wake up in the morning and you feel like shit, what do you do to make yourself feel better?
What I do?
Yeah. Like, how do you... Because you know those days where you feel like shit, you wake up and like, damn, I don't feel like having a good day today. What do I do?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
What's your like solution for that?
My go-to?
Because everybody has to have a solution for it.
I'll probably just watch my favorite YouTuber and it'll cheer me up like that.
Word.
Yeah.
How about you? That's good marketing. Okay, yo, I'm gonna give you something to hold on to, and you're gonna remember this your whole life. Ready?
All right,
bet. You remember this your whole fucking life. Listen.
Okay.
All right. You wake up in the morning, you feel like shit, right? Mm-hmm. How do you make yourself feel better? What dollar amount for me to give you would make you feel better?
I don't know, like $1 million?
Okay, let's say $1 million, right?
Yeah.
Now, would you rather have $1 million or would you rather not wake up?
Oh, shit.
I would, so if I gave you $1 million, but you didn't wake up.
That's easy,
bro. You didn't wake up that morning.
That's easy, bro. I'm denying the $1 million. I was trying to wake up.
Exactly. So how come we don't live every single day of our life like we wake up with $1 million? Because if $1 million isn't worth your life or ending your life, then why don't you wake up like your life is worth $1 million already.
And like, yeah, David Cho said something about that too. Did you see what David Cho
said?
What'd
he say?
He said, I switched my mindset from I get to wake up and I have to do this to I get to wake up and I can do this now.
Yeah, exactly.
Something like that.
Yeah, I think he said something similar too. Yeah, something similar. But he said that. He said, like, instead of thinking, damn, I gotta do it. Yeah.
I get to do this. But yeah, that kind of hit me too.
No dollar amount will be worth your life, right? Mm-hmm. So when you wake up in the morning,
yeah,
your life is worth that much, fam.
I know.
But nobody remembers that. Nobody remembers that shit. Yeah. They just wake up like,
another day.
Let's just stay in, watch some TikTok.
I know. And I feel like it's like one of those ones too, where it's like, you can sometimes forget to be grateful, but if you always just come back and remind yourself, then it's a good practice. Because sometimes I'd be forgetting, like, oh shit, I'm on my phone like all day. Like, I could, this is precious time.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, if you're on your phone 8 hours a day, that accumulates to like a year wasted.
Yeah, 100%.
Some shit like
more that. Than that. Someone more than
told
that.
Me that. Someone told me that, and as soon as I got told that, I put down my phone and like I can't waste more.
That's why I'm thinking of buying a fucking Apple Watch, bro. Because low key, or even just like someone to tell me what to do, because I would really want like my whole hour to the second to the minute. Like, you got to do this because if you just leave that time to just chill, you wasted that time.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't use it on making memories. You didn't use it on sleeping. You didn't use it on whatever. Like, what are you doing with that time when you're just like,
exactly. And I would I would get sad about it. Like after I'm done using my phone, I'm like, bro, I just really wasted that time.
Yeah.
Like I could, like the number one, they surveyed people on their deathbed and they said the number one thing that they always said that they regret is just spending time with their family.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I'll just be with my cousins and I'll, yo, let's put down our phones, fam. Let's just enjoy each other.
Yeah, facts.
And that shit's crazy, fam.
I feel like I spend too much time with a family at this point, though.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good.
I spend time with my family, like, every day. That's like, good. My cousins, we literally link up, like, every single Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Damn. Really? That's 4 days of the week. What the fuck?
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah,
like,
literally.
Like, your cousin, like, the Filipino cousin?
Yeah, and you know what's crazy? We only started doing this at the start of... We shouldn't have been doing it. No, listen, but we have.
No, like, lie.
We have, though.
No lie, when you said that, I was like, you only did that because I seen your stories. Like, yo, this was during COVID.
Yeah, exactly. During COVID. So I think what it is, this is my theory on it, is we realized, shit, like, we're not going to have, time is precious now.
Yeah.
This shit is going on in the world. Mm-hmm. We better spend it together.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, me too, because I just recently started hanging out with my cousins.
Yeah.
We never used to do this. Like, we would only see each other once a year for that camping trip.
Word.
Right?
Yeah.
But now it's like, since we're bigger, we have cars now, and the world is literally done.
Mm-hmm.
Lil Uzi bought a planet, so some shit's going down.
That's what we're saying.
Did you see Elon Musk with the Cyberbot, the Tesla bot?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, that's
the iRobot, bro. Where's Will Smith?
Oh my God. Beginning to the end. Oh my gosh. And I just watched I Am Legend recently.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
shit was fire too. Shout out Will Smith. But yeah, like now it's like, okay, let's just spend our time together. And it was cool. Cause yeah, we went to a cottage. We did all the stuff that we never used to do.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Yeah. I think COVID and just the pandemic as a whole just changed everybody's view on time.
I feel like everyone's hating quarantine now, but we're going to look back at it and we're going to be like, I miss it low key.
Okay. Yeah. But okay, we're trading.
Yeah. Not in that way, because it's like right now is a time where it's like completely still, where you can.
I don't know.
It's so calm, but so frantic at the same time. But like to me, it's like, damn, it's like nothing's going on. Like I can take this time to really find myself.
Let me ask you something.
Okay.
Do you ever feel the world spinning?
The world spinning? No, I don't think.
You know, the world moves so fucking fast, we just don't realize it.
Yeah, I don't think about this.
You
shit
you
like
never
that.
Think about it like no. that, right?
You do? You're like, oh, fuck it.
No, sometimes I do.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do. Sometimes, like, really late night, I'll just, like, look up and, like, damn, this shit's moving fast.
Word.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I realized that when my teacher, you know when you're absent from school?
Yeah.
And, like, you come back and you're like, oh, I was sick, though. And then my teacher always used to say, but the world keeps spinning.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So I always look at it like that, like, as calm as you can be, as still as you can be in a moment, fam, the world is spinning so fucking fast, no matter what.
This is like a high moment.
It's so true, though.
You know, your things too. So you're
it's
like
so
high.
True, fam. It's so true.
Yeah, fam. That's crazy.
Because look, like, okay, Would you say, I guess leisure time is really important too at the same time.
Yeah.
Like it is very important. Like you need that time to just chill. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Like
you, it's like work, work, work. But yeah. No, it's not in your perspective. It's leisure, leisure, leisure. This is all fun to you.
Yeah, that's the thing. Right? That's the thing. Cause like, okay. If you tell someone you're a YouTuber, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, what the fuck? They're going to think your work is just like, ah, this guy's fucking around. You know what I mean?
Giant cake challenge.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
But it is still work.
Yeah.
And it does still feel like work to an extent.
Yeah.
So it's almost just that like stigma of it. Mm-hmm. Like people are gonna look at you like that because you have that title. Mm-hmm. Like if you tell people, okay, let's say somebody down the street asks you like, what do you do? Who are you?
Yeah.
What do you say?
I say I'm a student.
You're a student?
Yeah. I'm an accounting student. Yeah.
Why? Because I have trouble understanding what I should say. I don't know. Should I say, I'm an entrepreneur?
Because that's a good answer.
That's a good answer. But it's also like, that's so broad. Yeah,
it's like, what
that's
do
so
you
fucking
do?
Broad.
Yeah.
I don't want to just say, I want to show them like what I've done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm like, damn, do I say like I'm a podcast host? That's a good one.
Yeah.
Podcast host. Or do I say like, I don't know, I'm a creative director as a whole. Like I mean,
a creative director sounds professional.
That sounds professional.
Like, if you went to like a girl's place and you're meeting your parents for the first time, they ask you and you say you're a YouTuber. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's
if
what I'm saying.
If my daughter brings in a guy, a podcaster, fam, get the
exactly. That's what I'm saying, right? Yeah. So I guess it's just those two, like podcast host, maybe.
Yeah.
But creative director, that's the one you just say. You spit that out.
If the dad is a fan of Joe Rogan, podcast host.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But then you gotta read the room again, going back to that shit.
That's true.
Maybe that's the only time I'll read the room.
Oh, like a parent?
Yeah, meeting a girl's parents.
Yeah.
Well, yo, okay. Let's say you meet a girl's parents. Right?
Okay, yeah.
So I have this crazy would you rather that I always tell people.
Okay.
And I always put it in the position of you have to meet your girl's parents today.
Okay.
Now, would you rather every time you have to eat, put the food in your pocket first,
oh, yeah,
and then take it out and eat it? Or every time you walk into a room, you have to scream, fuck you.
Yeah. No lie, bro.
So which one you pick it?
No
you
lie,
you have to
bro.
Pick one. And you're going to meet your girl's parents that
day.
Same day.
Oh, shit. No lie. I'm putting like spaghetti in my pockets, fam. And spraying Bear for Breeze to the point where it's like you can only smell for Breeze.
Yo, but the parents going to see you eating the food like, oh, can you pass the peas? This guy takes it. This guy's putting his fucking pocket in front. He gets the spoon out of his pocket.
Oh my god. But like, fam, you can't curse in front of your parents for the first, especially.
No, but what if you say like, oh, I have a condition.
Yeah, it's a condition.
Yeah, man. You can say it's a condition.
Oh man. But imagine like meeting is like you walk through the door, fuck you. Like that's not good, bro. Like
first
impression. Like you can have a good impression, then do the weird stuff after.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You feel me?
Alright, no, one more would you rather. I always say this one to you after.
What, the girl getting beat up?
Whoa, what?
Oh no, I mean if your girl's getting beat up, would you join or something like
no.
that?
Oh, what the fuck are you talking about?
I'm
trying to... No. That's funny.
Okay.
What?
No, isn't there a would you rather of like...
No, I didn't
if
say...
If your girl's getting beat up, would you join? Like, I hope...
What?
No, I saw you asked that on Discord. It's like...
I never asked that, bro.
Really?
No one ever asked.
You did. What
no,
was it then?
It was like, if I was getting beat up by girls...
Oh, yeah. If I...
You're getting a twisted. If I was getting beat up by girls, would you beat up the girls to save me?
No.
You don't know, right?
You're getting crushed.
That's what I'm saying. Wait, what's I gonna say? Oh yeah. I was gonna ask you this. Would you rather every time you move somewhere, you go really fast or move really slow?
Oh.
So like yo.
What?
So depending on the situation, right?
Yeah.
You're having like a nice family dinner.
Okay.
At your girl's house.
Oh my god. You're moving fast as hell.
Yeah. This guy's like, he's gonna pass you some shit. Or is he's giving you like the utensils.
Yeah.
You grab that shit so fast, bro.
But if you move slow, then they're like, what the f*** is going on?
If you move slow. Nah, but what if like your girl falls over the chair and then like she falls really hard and you're gonna save her and like, you're, like slowly trying to save her?
These situations that you're putting out right now are crazy.
Which one you picking, bro?
Low-key, I'm moving fast.
Moving fast?
Just like, huh, got you. Like, I think it's more weird slow.
Okay, but you wouldn't talk slow. You wouldn't talk.
Oh, you wouldn't talk slow.
You wouldn't talk slow. You talk the same. Like I'm trying as fast as I can, but you're moving like really slow.
No, I feel like slower is weirder.
Weird. Yeah.
Because like they might think you're high.
True. And you kind of lose a lot of activities.
You lose a lot of activities. It's like, hey, come to the couch. Let's watch a movie. It's like, shit. But like, if you're fast, you're like, oh, I'm there already.
Yeah, actually, fast is the only way to go. Still, you never want to go slow.
You're weird. Yeah, you're weird.
You never want to go slow.
Yeah, that's weird. Man.
Oh especially when you're dealing with a shorty.
Yeah.
You're moving
super slow. Like, you're about to kiss. She's just waiting there like this.
Bro, that's weird. If you're moving fast, shit, that could be a pro still.
Yeah.
And for other stuff too.
yo, okay. That's been 1 minute 17.
It's true.
Yeah, that's
true. A yellow one you want
to
say?
I don't know, because low-key, whenever I go to camping, I always say that one: the spaghetti in your pants or the fuck you. And it's always the spaghetti in the pants.
Those are like my conversation.
Really?
Things, you know?
Yeah.
Those are the type of shit like I keep in the back of my head if I want to impress somebody or like I just want to make a scene.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I say that shit and like, yo, what the fuck?
That's true, yeah. Because I always use yours.
I bet, fam. No, well, like I don't blame you still. They're good.
100%. I'd be telling girls about the Hollow Earth theory and shit like that, bro. Where they don't watch the podcast, even better, man. Like they think I'm doing this, bro. Like, no, it's all from Carlos, bro.
Yo, but like, dude, do you ever have those things where you keep in like your back pocket that you bring up whenever you need?
Oh, a good conversation starter, like one of those.
Not even just a conversation starter, something to like, I guess, impress somebody. I don't know.
Impress someone? Before it used to be the fucking, I used to just randomly in the field.
Yeah.
I used to do like a 360 kick and I would be like, ooh.
Oh, like your party trick? Your party trick?
And then you know how Jaden Smith does the splits?
Oh, yeah, you can
and
do that.
I'm a guy, so like doing a split is crazy.
Yeah.
So like they would be hella impressed. The girls would be like, yo, what though?
Can you do that now?
No, I can't. I'm too like, I haven't stressed.
I feel
like
when you get older, it's like way harder.
It
fam.
Is, bro.
It's way
like
harder.
Your limbs are too stiff.
Yeah,
your limbs are too stiff. Like you will go from playing video games every day to like doing crazy things.
Real shit.
And then now you don't even play video games, but now you're lazy. Like it doesn't make any sense.
Dog, when I have a son, I'm gonna be like Jackie Chan. Still, I'm gonna train him. Like I'm gonna teach you all this. I'm gonna make him the Avatar, bro.
Yeah, you're gonna LeBron him. Oh my god, that's crazy.
By the time he's 14, this guy can do everything.
Yeah. No, I feel like I'm gonna let my kid decide what he wants.
Word.
Like if he wants to play like the cool little Animal Crossing game, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna let him do it.
No, I'm gonna do that, but I'm gonna give him the tools, you know?
Right.
I'm gonna teach him how to fight. I'm gonna teach him how to cook, clean, everything, bro.
Yeah.
Swim.
Yeah, because can you cook? If
that's one thing I can't do good.
I can't do either.
I can't do that good. I can barbecue and shit, but I can't cook, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, act like salmon. Let's say like, oh, prepare me a salmon.
I'm not even gonna cap, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I just recently learned how to cook an egg, fam.
No. Okay, that's back.
No, but like good, like a good egg.
Yeah.
Like, because I would just like throw that shit in and like mix it up.
Oh, like this.
But you know when you make like the sunny side?
The white?
That's so hard to do, bro.
Nah, it's not.
Well,
it's not.
Unless like you get it, you know how to do it.
Yeah, you know.
For me, it was hard because I'm cracking the egg and then like, it would like break. You know the yellow part? You want to keep the yellow part intact and then the liquidy stuff inside? I always break that, bro.
Yeah, I know. I recently just started cooking ramen and stuff like that too.
Oh, like ramen?
Yeah. Because I didn't know how to cook ramen, bro. I'm like, bro, this is mad hard, but it's literally just water.
I swear ramen's easy. Ramen's like the easiest thing you can cook, bro.
I knew how to cook an egg, but I didn't know how to cook ramen.
Like, I cook a mean cereal, fam. Like, you want Fruit Loops?
Oh my god. You can mix it with the almond milk and stuff like that? That's fine. Yeah.
So, I used to do this thing, right? I don't know if this is a common thing.
Yeah.
But I used to take, like, all the cereals I had in my house and then have, like, a cereal buffet.
What?
You ever do that?
No, I didn't.
So, I used to put the milk in the bowl, right?
Yeah.
Milk first. Yeah, I'm a menace.
Yeah.
And then I take the Fruit Loops first. I eat the Fruit Loops. I want some Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Then I take a little bit Cinnamon Toast Crunch, put that in. It's a buffet, bro.
Whoa.
You never thought about that,
I never did that shit.
And I used to, you know the Nesquik squeeze?
Oh, yeah?
I used to put that, and I put the strawberry milk.
Oh, no, not strawberry.
Now, listen. But I put it, like, with the whey protein. So when I have the whey protein drink, to make it taste, like, really dope.
Okay, yeah.
It just tastes so much better, fam. Just put the Nesquik in that, bro.
No lie. I would do the you know the Nesquik bottles?
Yeah.
I don't know why I don't buy it no more, but because it was so good. It's good.
It's fire.
But I would just sprinkle it on my, like, as a topping.
Oh yeah, that's fire. Like yeah. on ice cream.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's no, sexy. And just cereal.
On cereal.
Yeah. So oh, the milk would get watery.
I never thought like about chocolate. That one.
Yeah.
I never thought about. Yo, do you eat cereal hot? Some people do that.
No. That's weird, bro. I don't know how men can eat cereal hot.
I don't know. Oh, apparently it's good though. Apparently, because I see it the same way. Like, damn, that shit's gonna be soggy.
Yeah.
But like at the same time, damn. Because if you think about it, it's like you know when you have apple pie and ice cream, and it's like the apple pie is hot.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like that. It's kind of like that where it's like savory, right? I gotta try it, but I don't know what cereal to use it with.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I think it might be dope with some like Cinnamon Toast Crunch or like something like that.
Yeah, because Frosted Flakes, whenever I have Frosted Flakes, it gets mad. I hate that. Soggy. Quick. And I don't know why, but like as soon as it gets soggy, I just don't eat it.
Word, yeah.
Like, I eat it mad.
I used to be like that, bro. Like, I'll boil milk. Yeah, I do that shit too. Especially when I was younger. Like if it got soggy, I'm not touching it anymore.
Yeah, yeah. That's just crazy. And even like you play Roblox too, right?
Yeah,
Do you know the like there's some crazy story about like the guy who made a whole level that died, but people still see his character in the game roaming around.
That's crazy.
Shout out John, he told me that.
That's crazy. In Roblox?
Yeah. So like there'll be instances where like user 123 will be on. Whoa. And he's the one that died.
That's sick.
And he's like playing with you, fam.
Yo. Imagine you get like messages and shit.
Yeah, I know. People have been.
Like, you wanna be my friend?
Oh, hell no. And there's another dog one. You played Animal Crossing before?
I never played a lot of it, so I don't know too much.
Well, they're saying that Animal Crossing is like, it stimulates purgatory.
Oh, shit.
You ever realize that?
Because,
fam, you take a train to your island, which is considered purgatory, and your character is dead, but he doesn't know it.
Word.
Because purgatory is like the waiting room before heaven.
Yeah.
Right? And you have to kind of, like...
It becomes anything you want.
Anything you want. Mm-hmm. And, like, you're surrounded by these creatures, like these animal creatures, human creatures.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. You're the only human.
Exactly. And like it's nice enough to distract you from thinking you're dead.
Word. That's crazy. Literally,
and you can do whatever you want. Like if it gives yourself a feeling where it's like you're trapped, but you're not. Like you can't escape.
Yeah.
But
you think you
can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's sick, yo.
I know. And I think in the New Leaf, whenever your tree rises, you can move to that next level.
Whoa. Yeah. So like it's like a next level in heaven, in the afterlife.
Heaven. Yeah, it's heaven.
Damn. Yeah. No, but isn't purgatory hell?
Oh, is it? No, it's the waiting room to heaven, no?
Isn't it like hell, purgatory, and then hell?
Yeah, hell, purgatory,
but
heaven.
I thought purgatory is still hell. Isn't there like seven stages of hell?
I think so, yeah. I think there's different stages. Shit, I don't know.
Oh, we gotta look into the next episode. Okay, that's crazy. Yeah, that's crazy.
Holy.
All right, we'll end it there though.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for everyone for watching. Yep. If you haven't checked it out already, check out the vlog channel. Link in the description. Any more announcements? Gavin's gonna start streaming, so.
Start streaming. Go follow my Instagram. All the updates will be on there. I need 10 million followers. I'm kidding.
All right, thank you everyone for watching. Tune in to the next episode next week. Jump to jump out.
Deuces.